This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
هذه الصلة الذي بينه وبين الله سبحانه وتعالى قطعها، قطع هذا الرابط الذي بينه وبين الله سبحانه وتعالى. كيف لا يصيبه ضيق ونكس؟ A woman came complaining about her son having some tightness in his breast, some tightness in his life, suffering from depression, anxiety, having difficulties. I asked one question. Does your son pray for Salat al-Fajr in Jama'ah? She says, no. Was then that he doesn't even pray? Then the answer is very clear. How can he not suffer from that tightness of the chest? How can he not suffer from the pain, from the distress, from that anxiety? Whereas he has cut that sila, that link between him and Allah Azza wa Jalla. Not only not praying further in Jama'ah, but not praying at all. Not praying at all. And my brothers and sisters, Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu. And I swear by Allah Azza wa Jalla in this month, today, Friday. No, you can do hajj, you can do zakah, you can do all types of deeds. Nothing will be accepted from you. Nothing will be accepted from you. You can do hajj all you want, and umrah all you want. The very first deed, the very first action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about is as-salah. فَإِذَا صَلُحَ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ وإذا فسد سائر عمله. وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. As the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says in this ayat reported by Bukhari, the very first deed and answer that Allah Azza wa Jalla will hear us responsible about, يعني for Islam, is الصلاة. Before looking at anything, Allah will look at the salah. And if there is no salah, then all the other actions will be invalid. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ And we came forth looking at all their deeds, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا All their actions will become scattered dust. Nothing will be accepted. because the son was not dead. The meat wasn't born. No wonder people are suffering. How can he not? And how can you not? And how can I not? If I have touched that salah, that link between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salah, which was in fact the pillar, unlike him, or Qiyam or Zakat, that have been prescribed in this land, in this dunya, was as the salah, the only pillar that has been prescribed from above the heavens. The Prophet had to take or undertake that journey to get that gift. All the other pillars were revealed when the Prophet was on earth, except the salah. The salah comes derived from the word salah in Arabic, which is Greek. And the best salah. Salatul Sadaq. No argument about this. Salatul Sadaq. The early morning prayer. Yes, Salatul Sadaq. Salatul Al-Hakam. Al-Mabrud Al-Hikam. These are all salawat. But I'm talking about the best salah. According to Ahlul Ilm. And from many hadith we will be talking the same with you today. None of us have forgotten the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ Oh to the Muqallim! Those who neglect their salah, oh to them! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Not your children and your wealth deviate you, distract you from the remembrance of Allah, distract you from As-Salaam. You keep telling a person, come and pray, I'm busy. This person, he keeps saying, I'm busy. That's what you could be wanting. Just come and pray. Wallahi, I'm busy. I know Allah, you're busy. I know you're busy. But just give me 5 minutes. I took you to the graveyard. You see all these inhabitants that you see here, all the graveyard, the people here, they're all busy. All of them were busy. Just like you. Just like him and her. We're busy. All these people who were to talk, the hadith on this, by the way. The Prophet was walking down with the Sahaba attached by grave. And then he said, do you know what this person in this grave wishes for? Do you know what he wishes for? He wishes to come back to earth to pray for Allah. He wishes to come back to earth to pray for Allah. They were busy, as we all are. A salam, a salam. Aisha to salam, let me hear from him, he will pass that well, Musa. He will to salam. Help us stay away from the success, from evil and munkar. It means that salam that protects us from all that taqwan that may happen to us. As-salam, as-salam. Isn't it the very last thing that the Prophet was saying in his deathbed? Somebody is dying and he's giving the final golden advice to his children, that final advice. What would the final advice be, that golden advice? Prophet Muhammad is dying in his final breath. His final breath. What was he saying? As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah, as-salah. In his final breath, he said, pray, as-salah, as-salah. Don't forget as-salah. Don't ignore the salah. Don't neglect the salah. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Some of us right here, with all respect, come to the masjid only once a week. Some of us only pray once a week, Friday. That's all they pray. Some don't come to the masjid. Only on Jummah. Or maybe only on Eid. Some only on Ramadan. Some don't come to the masjid at all. They only come once in their lifetime. No. No, excuse me. Not in their lifetime. They are dead. They only came once. Not to pray, but to be prayed on. They came on a Sunday. والسلام. أيها أخواني والأخوات، والسلام وللملك السلام عليكم والعمر الخطاب والسلام تبارك الله SubhanAllah, they think that he not forgot. SubhanAllah, but there's a fight happening in the church. Omar, radiallahu anhu, they picked him up, took him home. Later, of course, he hadn't died yet. And then they gave him some water, washed him up, because his body was open, that's what kind of stuff. He drank it, water came out. They brought him some milk, they got milk, milk came out. So they took from his son Abdullah to his mother, his man, and then he just felt his body. And then Omar woke up. Omar woke up. The very first thing he said, "As Salim and Mans, have people prayed? He's dying. Have people prayed? As Yan and Mumin, look at, let us take care of him. As Salim and Mans, have people prayed?" He said, "Yes, Yan and Mumin, Alhamdulillah, Ya Fadarim Allah, Salakala. There is no good on those who don't pray," he said. "There is no good. Abdullah, yes, sir. Go get me some water. Why? Bring me some water. Yeah, the water is right there. Yeah, father, he does not know. The father, he drinks and then the water comes out. Bring me some water. Why? I need to renew my wudu. I have not prayed. I have to finish my salah." And then he prayed. And then the third, after he finished the salah, said, "Who's that, man?" First he asked, "Pray." "Yes," he says, "because there's no fear. There's no need for those who don't pray. What about Salat al-Fajr? Do we know some of the, not the faith, I'm going to talk about speaking the schools of training, Salat al-Fajr, especially Salat al-Fajr, but those who don't train Salat al-Fajr, do you know what about some of the punishments of those who don't train Salat al-Fajr? The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by Bukhari, "I'm not here to scare you, I'm here to alarm you and to raise them alarm, but you put up all the salat. I'm not going to wait for you an ayah for Ramadan. And then Salah, I promise you, Ramadan is coming in just a couple of months. I tell you, inshallah, I promise you, I'm going to start praying as a Jummah." The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, man on the ground, and his head being crushed. There was a rock, things that can see in the rock, and he hit his head, split with water open. The man makes a horrible sound, and then the rock rolls. Then he goes back to get the rock, and the time he comes back, the rock is going to keep the head back in its original form. And if he knocks his head, it's back and forth, back and forth. Even on the piece of coin into the heavens, and then you saw the scenes, different scenes. And then you saw, is it a reverse of this man? Man, what is this? Who's this man being punished by the Swiss? Later, I see you. And then the prophets saw the scenes. Come, my God, to heaven, with regard to the man whose head was being crushed, He was a man who used to sit and not pray on time. He used to pray, but not pray on time. This is his punishment in the world of the Gaza, in the grave today. How many people are heard of this fact today? This is what the Prophet Muhammad said. This is the punishment in this dunya. For the Gaza, the punishment is in the Gaza, the Quran, and the Gaza, the Gaza, the Gaza, the Gaza, the one who does not pray for him, there will be no good for his life. Even though, no doubt, Hadith, the Prophet Muhammad, the Son of the Shiva, when he says, in regard to the man who does not pray for him, do you know that? Shaitan ridicules him. Zaka Azulim, Bala Shaitan, he Azulim. That's a man who Shaitan has humiliated in his ears. His morning will be terrible morning. His day will be terrible day. There will be no barakah, no blessing in his day. No wonder he will suffer. The very best of our life. But what I thought was the fruits, the benefits, the actual of prayer is about the Prophet in general. I will mention few before Allah, the whole opposition to Allah, the whole opposition to Allah, the in the whole world. الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Some of us, they may put their alarm at 6 or 5 o'clock in the morning because they have to be alert at 6. Or maybe they have to catch a flight at 4. They don't mind putting their alarm and getting up and going and doing whatever they need to do. But salat al-fajr, I will pray when I wake up, inshaAllah. InshaAllah. I wake up. Muhammad and there are so many verses. I can count about 10 verses. I will just share with you. The Prophet Muhammad says, "Man salla al-fajr fa huwa fi dhimmatillah." Hadith is Sahih Muslim. Min hadith Jund ibn Abdullah qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man salla al-subh fa huwa fi dhimmatillah." وفي رواية من صلى الصبح في جماعة فهو في ذمة الله. فقال محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام whosoever prays صبح يعني فجر in congregation he will be under the protection of Allah. That day he shall be protected. The influence of it. Everybody needs an insurance for the world. That influence is fajr in jama'ah. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام said, من صلى البردين دخل الجنة. If they are in Sufi Jannah, guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be admitted to Jannah. The Prophet said, whosoever prays the two cool ones, Mansalla al-Baddayn, the two cool ones, يعني al-Fajr and al-Isha according to some narration. Al-Fajr and al-Isha, the first is al-Fajr and al-Asr, dakhala al-Jannah. They will be admitted to Jannah. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, in Hayth al-Fajr by Tabarani, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, من توضأ في بيته ثم أتى المسجد فصلى ركعتين من ركعتين الفجر ثم انتظر حتى صلى الفجر كتبت صلاته تلك مع الأضرار. مع الأضرار, صلاة الأضرار. The Prophet says, whosoever makes wudu at home, and then he comes to the masjid, and then he prays Sunnat al-Fajr, the Surat al-Fajr, and then he sits and he waits until he prays Surat al-Fajr. His salah that day will be written from the Abrar. And who are the Abrar? إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. The Abrar, who are the Abrar? The righteous who will be in the bliss in Al-Jannah. If he was to make wudu at home, and then come to Salat al-Fajr, and then pray for Salat al-Fajr in the Muslim, and then you sit and you wait until you pray Salat al-Fajr, your Salat will be written amongst the righteous Salat. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, بشر المسائين خذلا بالنور التام يوم القيامة تجيب بكلاس تايدينز بس من المشتاقين في الظلم بكلاس تايدينز تظن كواحد اللي مساجد in the midst of the night. We're talking here about Kishan and we're talking about Kaza. The Nur is coming on my camera with the Nur in the Gandhi. Yet they're coming towards in the darkness with nothing, but in the day of judgment, our heart of Shana will tell you with humility. Your faith will be raised. You have that faith of humility faith by virtue of the fact that you've been praying. So, it's something each one of you is. Each one of you is. Each one of you is. How can you be sleeping in the morning where the barak has to be sent down? This is not morning, that's morning. Early in the morning. Some are sleeping and the barak is coming down. You wonder why when you wake up and you didn't become so loud, it's so hard to do some transactions because of Allah, the barak. Some of you like it, some of you may not like what I'm saying, exactly. I'm only saying what the Prophet and the Prophet is saying. You don't like it because of Allah's waking up in the morning. Or you do the thing that Allah has accepted, like Allah said, as a reminder. My job as an imam is to only to be a good and last but not least, it's funny. When the Prime Minister, the very first Prime Minister of Israel, when she brought in her book, when they told her that it is upon our Aqidah as Muslims, that we would have one day this very huge battle between the Muslims and the non-Muslims and the Jews, and the Muslims will win that battle, and the Muslims will have the, you know, will take over. She says, we know that, she says. She says, we know that. It's written in her book. But it is not these Muslims today. No, she says, not these Muslims today. She says, the Muslims who will win, that they will be the same Muslims. She says, when the Muslims will come for Jum'ah, which is a Jewish Prime Minister. He says, the Muslims who come for Zoom will be the same Muslims that come for Fajr. No one can only be known where the Muslims are. Not a Muslim who said that. When the Muslims who come for Zoom are like today, look at our news. When the same Muslims will come for the early morning prayer, then I'm on the day. These are the Muslims who will take them, not these Muslims today. You burn and burn, you can when you pray over to wash out all your sins. And then you burn and burn, coming from sin. So when you pray over to wash out all your sins, and then you burn and burn, coming from sin. When you pray, look at me, after that, I want to wash out all your sins. And then you burn and burn, coming from sin. And then when you pray, Isha, Asalata, and then you will go to sleep. Nothing will be written on you until you wake up. You're going to sleep clean. What can you do? ولا حزن شو أشدني بالآخرة إلا أقرأت عصم الله منه. اللهم ان نسينا ثلاثه والدينا اللهم ارحمهم وارحمهم وتجاوز عنهم وارحم بلدهم اللهم الامواتين واغفر لهم اللهم تجاوز عنهم اللهم نور مدخلهم وحل سكتهم واقنا من الخطايا كل ما اقترب الابيض من الذنوب واقنا من الخطايا بالماء والسمك والبرد عباد الله المتقين والجحد والاحسان والكرم والقربى والنعم الفحشاء والمكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واقم الصلاه Thank you.